I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why.
Hello and welcome again to another program of Discovering a Better Life. Friends, today I'd like you to think about tomorrow and the importance of living today wisely so that we can look forward with confidence to tomorrow. You know, when you come to think about it, death is a democracy because it comes equally to us all and makes all of us equal. As Longfellow said, art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still, like muffled drums, are beating funeral marches to the grave. Occasionally, however, someone remarks in the spirit of Thoreau, "I'm not interested in questions on immortality, one world at a time. That's my motto. Do the duty that lies close at hand and don't worry about the hereafter." But friends, such an attitude skirts the problem that faces each of us. Because I'm firmly convinced that what a person believes about the hereafter affects the way they live here and now. And neither does an attitude like Thoreau's come to grips with the age-old question, if a man die, shall he live again? I think that most of us would agree that as fellow travellers toward the grave, we pause and ponder and hope. Philosophers often doom us to disappointment. They tend to be such a gloomy lot when faced with the question of life after death. Sometimes, staring at the moving edge of time, they cringe and say, just like Nietzsche, "Where is my home? For it do I ask and seek, and have sought, but have not found it. O eternal everywhere, O eternal nowhere, O eternal in vain." H.G. Wells said, "There is no way out or around or through." And Robert Ingersoll wrote, "Life is a narrow veil between the cold and barren peaks of two eternities. We strive in vain to look beyond the heights. We cry aloud, and the only answer is the echo of our wailing cry." Friends, such words don't provide us with any satisfaction. They offer nothing more than a grave in a cemetery or a crypt in a mausoleum. In the 50s, the 1950s, during the Korean War, the 5th Company of Marines with 18,000 men fought against more than 100,000 Chinese communists. After the Korean War was over, Marguerite Higgins, the Pulitzer Prize winner, reported about one of the most impressionable incidents she had observed during her exposure to the Korean War. And I'd like to share with you what she wrote on that occasion. She wrote, "It was particularly cold, 42 degrees below zero, that morning when reporters were standing around. The weary soldiers, half frozen, stood by their dirty trucks eating from tin cans. A huge Marine was eating cold beans with his trench knife. His clothes were as stiff as a board. His face, covered with a heavy beard, was crusted with mud. A correspondent asked him, 'If I were God and could grant you anything you wished, what would you most like?' The man stood motionless for a moment. Then he raised his hand and replied, 'Give me tomorrow.'" Friends, as we reflect on that incident, I'd like to share with you that the key to tomorrow belongs to Jesus, because after demonstrating his power over death through his resurrection from the grave into which his dead body had been placed, he declared, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." We read those words in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, and they announce that Jesus was triumphant in his victory over death. And in that triumph, He promised, "Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." So, dear friends, as we think about tomorrow, may we never forget that Jesus alone is able to give us tomorrow. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today, and please help us to place our trust in Jesus for tomorrow. We thank you for heaven and for making provision through the sacrifice of Jesus for us to live here and there forever. We also thank you for this confidence that is ours because of his resurrection and his promise to come again in order to take us home to be with him in heaven. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Friends, words of our next song, Gentle Shepherd, are a wonderful reminder that when we place our trust in Jesus Christ, tomorrow is going to be infinitely better than today.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to. Who can help face another day? Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. There's no
Thank you for listening to this program today. We look forward to sharing some more thoughts with you next week. If you'd like to write to us with your comments or request our free booklet titled Tomorrow Can Be Better, we'd be pleased to hear from you. Our address is Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331. Our phone number is 98418418. Our address again is Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia, 6331. Until next week, may God bless you with his love, joy, and peace.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't count on its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. And I don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds the future, and I know
every step is getting brighter as the goal. faith I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tears will dim my eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky,
I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. Though my pathway may be broken, disappointments blur my mind, but his presence goes before me as he guides me all the time. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds the future, and I know who holds my